Clarity Act bans officials from issuing crypto with one carve-out. The market structure bill known as the Clarity Act contains a broad prohibition on sitting government officials issuing their own crypto tokens. It also contains a narrower clause that exempts royalty income from tokens that already exist, according to analysis circulated by Coin Bureau on August 2, 2026. The gap between those two provisions is now drawing scrutiny. At a headline level, the ban reads as a conflict of interest guardrail. Officials should not be able to launch a token and profit from policy decisions that move its price. The carve-out complicates that story. If a token was created before an official took office, income tied to it can keep flowing, even as the same person votes on or enforces the rules that govern digital assets. The two provisions pull in opposite directions. The prohibition targets new issuance. An official cannot spin up a fresh token while serving. That closes the most obvious abuse. Mint a coin, talk it up from a position of authority, cash out. The exemption targets a different fact pattern. Royalty streams from an already issued token are treated as pre-existing income rather than a new act of issuance. On paper, the distinction is clean. In practice, the timing of when a token was created becomes the line between a banned activity and a permitted one. A token launched a week before inauguration sits on the permitted side. The same launch a week after does not. That structure rewards sequencing. It does not test whether the official still benefits from decisions they influence, only whether the token predates their term. Political relevance is hard to ignore. The clause lands in a specific context. The current administration has been openly associated with token projects, and questions about presidential family crypto ventures have been a recurring theme in the market structure debate all year. A provision that shields royalty income from tokens that already exist is not an abstract drafting choice. It maps onto real people with real holdings. None of that makes the exemption illegal or even necessarily improper. Grandfathering existing arrangements is common in legislation. The concern raised by analysts is narrower. The ban is being sold as an ethics fix, and the carve-out narrows what the fix actually reaches. Voters hear officials cannot profit from crypto. The text says something closer to officials cannot issue new tokens, but old royalty streams are fine. For readers tracking the bill's progress, this is one more friction point in a process that has already stalled repeatedly. Senator Cynthia Lummis has accused Democrats of dragging out the Clarity Act to avoid a floor vote, while earlier reporting showed momentum on Capitol Hill fading after a strong start. Ethics language that invites headlines about loopholes does not make passage easier. Enforcement depends on definitions that are not settled. A ban is only as strong as the definitions behind it. Issuing a token, royalty income, and tokens that already exist all need precise meaning for any prohibition to hold. Royalty structures in crypto can be layered. Creator fees baked into a token contract, revenue share agreements, licensing deals tied to a brand. Whether all of those count as exempt royalty income is the kind of question that gets litigated later, not settled in the drafting stage. That ambiguity matters because the SEC has signaled it is ready to set crypto rules if Congress cannot deliver a clean framework. A statute that hands regulators vague terms shifts the real rule writing to enforcement actions and agency guidance, which is exactly the uncertainty the Clarity Act was meant to end. For everyday crypto users, none of this changes how a wallet or a card works today. The bill is not law, and the exemption is one paragraph inside a much larger fight over who regulates digital assets in the United States. The relevance is directional. Market structure legislation sets the ground rules that eventually reach exchanges, stablecoin issuers, and the on-ramps that fund crypto cards. Ethics carve-outs that look narrow on paper can shape how much trust the final framework earns.